First media question to Joe Biden: what should be consequences for Republicans of confirming Amy Coney Barrett? By Joel B. Polak on September 27, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden took a few questions from the media on Sunday morning. And, as usual, the first question was a ringer. What should be the consequences for Republicans if they force Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination through and confirm her? Biden has been criticized for rarely facing questions from the press. When he does so, his staff calls on a prepared list of journalists who are approved to ask questions, many of them softballs. This case was no different. Q. Sir, you've already not commented on adding seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. But what should be the consequences for Republicans if they force Judge Barrett's nomination through and confirm her? A. They should see to it that the American public will vote on the Senate races in this election, and they'll vote Republicans out of office. That's the consequence. That's the focus. That's why I want to make it clear and stay on message here. The clear focus is this is about your health care. This is about whether or not the ACA will exist. Biden spoke earlier about Barrett's nomination, describing it as an effort by President Donald Trump and the Republicans to make sure the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was struck down at the Supreme Court later this year. Barrett wrote in 2017 criticizing Chief Justice John Roberts for effectively rewriting the text of the statute to save it from being held unconstitutional. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.